silence was broken only by the wind gently rustling the dry grass which grew around the headstones. The middle one was already grey and half buried in heather. Earth and moss had begun to quietly cover Edgar's. Heathcliff's was still bare. The moors seemed to go on forever, the blue skies resting on the horizon. Surely it was possible for even the most tormented of souls to find peace in such a perfect place for eternal rest as this? As he turned from the graves and began to walk back towards the Grange, the old house silently watching him from the hill, he sincerely hoped it was.